Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 6th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Uber announced it intends to acquire the food delivery company Postmates in an all-stock deal worth $2.65 billion. Uber plans to keep the Postmates app running separately, but supported by a more efficient, combined merchant and delivery network. According to Edison Trends, Uber will still trail DoorDash in food delivery market share after the acquisition. Uber announced that it's now offering car service in Tokyo. The company is partnering with three local taxi companies to provide 600 cars in the city's central business district. Uber hopes to extend service to all of Tokyo's central districts by the end of 2020. Uber previously offered black car hires in Tokyo and operates food delivery service throughout the country. The messaging apps WhatsApp and Telegram both committed to not processing requests for user data from Hong Kong law enforcement agencies after a new national security law went into effect in Hong Kong on July 1st. Facebook-owned WhatsApp characterized this as a pause in processing to review the impact of the law, including consulting with human rights experts, while Telegram said it would not process requests until an international consensus is reached in relation to the ongoing political changes in the city. The new national security law sets up a national security agency in Hong Kong that is not under the jurisdiction of local government and covers crimes related to secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign collusion. Tencent launched Lightspeed LA, a AAA game studio in Los Angeles. Lightspeed will be led by Steve Martin, who is the studio manager for Rockstar Games since 2011. Tencent's long-term strategy is to make overseas games revenue 50% of its overall game revenue. On its latest earnings call, it accounted for 23%. The search engine DuckDuckGo announced that ISPs in India were blocking the service through DNS servers starting on July 1st. Users were still able to access the search engine through third-party DNS resolvers. As of July 4th, many ISPs had removed the blocks. A DuckDuckGo spokesperson speaking to The Verge said they have contacted the Indian government but do not know why they were blocked. Facebook announced a partnership with India's Central Board of Secondary Education, which oversees education in private and public schools in the country, to launch a certified curriculum on digital safety and online well-being. The goal is to develop skills to let students safely browse the internet, make well-informed choices, and consider the effects on mental health. The first phase of the partnership will start with training 10,000 teachers who will coach 30,000 students in phase two. Facebook will also offer a three-week augmented reality training course to cover the fundamentals of the technology, including using Facebook's Spark AR Studio to create AR experiences. Students and teachers can apply for these programs starting today. The Telegraph reports that, according to sources, a report from the UK's National Cybersecurity Center found that US sanctions against Huawei would require the company to use untrusted technology, leading to uncontrollable security risks for telecom equipment. Bloomberg subsequently reported, according to sources, that UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is preparing to phase out the use of Huawei 5G telecom equipment in the country within the year, although the exact timetable has reportedly not been set. The UK government had previously ruled that Huawei could account for up to 35% of 5G network equipment and could be used outside of core network infrastructure. A new feature in the canary build of Chrome 86 called Intensive Wake-Up Throttling will automatically limit JavaScript timers in the browser, limiting them to one per minute in a page that has been hidden for 5 minutes. Websites often use these timers for their analytics, but they can cause additional battery usage. Using a 2018 15-inch MacBook Pro, Chromium researchers found that in a test with numerous background tabs, this throttling extended battery life by 28%, almost 2 hours, to 8.2 hours in Chrome. In that same test, Safari provided 9.3 hours of battery life. And finally, in a statement to Android Police, Google acknowledged that issues in its email filtering were causing some spam and promotion messages to be sent to primary inboxes of Gmail accounts. Android Police noted an increase in users reporting issues with spam around July 1st. Google says its scans for malware, egregious spam, and harmful content were fully operational during this time, and that it did not believe any accounts were compromised as a result of the messages. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.